Tonight's shiur is the Mishnah Berurah's introduction to the Mishnah's Seferim, Kitzur Kelolo Yishlo Kesidun Pi Megadim Shachronim, a brief introduction of the rules of Shlo Kesidun from the Pi Megadim and other Achronim, and at the end he throws in issues revolving Chok Tochos. He writes as follows, Tefillin Umezuzos Tzrichin Shiksuvim Kesidun. The halacha requires that tefillin and mezuzah be written in order. Min haTorah, it's from the pasuk in the Chumash, Dechsev, it says, V'hayu hadvarim kesidron. Because it says in pasuk, V'hayu hadvarim, and we learn from those words that they should be in the sequence in which they appear in the Chumash. Bein hikdim parasha leparasha, whether he wrote one parasha before the other, or bein teva leteva, whether he wrote one word before the other, or os la os, or whether he wrote one letter before the other, posel. It's no good. Al bezeha os gufa, but when you're writing an actual letter, lo shayach shlo kesidun, there is no shlo kesidun in creating the letter. Could go on, for instance, you have a tzadi, shemurkav miyud nun. Tzadi is a combination of a yud and a nun. V'kosev ha-nun v'achach ha-yud. So you do the nun before the yud. That's not called shlo kesidun. That's not a problem. Anything like that. So you don't have to write, you're writing from right to left, but you don't have to put the right side of the letter before the left side of the letter. You can do the left side of the letter, then the right side of the letter.
In case of a shin, you could draw the heads in first and then fill in beneath it.
Or start the left and work your way to the right. Or if you wrote some of a letter, then you go back to a previous letter, mashlam ha'os, you return then to the letter you started for havi shlo kesidun. That's also not shlo kesidun. The kol shein kesef os shalem, because since I didn't write a complete letter, I just wrote part of the letter, miki v'hayed v'am kesidun, it's still in order. In other words, if I skipped the letter, and I write the next letter, but I didn't finish it, I did only half of it, I can go back to the previous, and it's not shlo kesidun. Because half a letter is not a letter. It's only once it's complete that you have an issue of shalok kesidun, but not if it's incomplete. The davar shalem be'inan lo chatzi davar. V'hoyu ha-dvarim. It has to be a davar shalem, not a half a davar. Half a davar is not a power shalok kesidun. Aval. But what happens? In kosev yud below kosev ha-smoli. You wrote the letter yud, and you didn't put the ukits on the left side. Or aleph ayin v'shinu kedoma, or an aleph ayin shinu similar, she'ein nogeya hayud b'ha'ois, and I didn't connect the yud above to the body of the letter. V'achah kasev mikra. Then I go backwards and I do a letter beforehand. Yesh b'mishum shlo kesidun. That is shlo kesidun. Why? The hashda l'kula amina diyochel l'sakin achakach. We said the halacha is that I can be makel and fix it afterwards, and it's not shalok kesidun. If I wrote the aleph and the yud wasn't attached, and then I wrote the next letter and the next letter, and then I chab and go back and fix it, that's not a power shalok kesidun because the tzuras ha'ois is there. So if that's the case, it's enough tzuras ha'ois that I can't do a previous letter before that. That's not called a chatzi ois. Kemavur betas simelam vav simelam beis sif chafei. Mishum deikur hadvarim kasei denichtavu. Because when I make the aleph and it's all there, just it's not attached, the ikur ois is there. And the shame osola, it's called the ois. Afil blotikin, even if I didn't fix it. Ukmoshin nichtavachach, as we'll write afterwards. So koshkin lechumor the shame osola varishal kasidin. So if I'm makel by saying it's already an ois, it's not shlo kesidun, to fix it afterwards, then certainly it's considered the ois, this be the chumra, that I can't write anything before that. And that's this obvious, if all the letter was missing was a tag, or something else that isn't ma'akiv, and then I go back and write something beforehand, that is shlo kesidun. That's not called half an ois because I left out the tag. I did the whole ois. Ah, you're missing a tag, okay, but you still can't write anything before that anymore. Hagoh. V'yesh soifrim shenechshon b'inyan shlo kasidin. V'psul d'yaraisa. There are soifrim who stumble in the issur of shlo kasidin, with this topic of shlo kasidin, on a Torah level. V'rak machmas chesur in yediyah, and it's only because they just don't know. Shetoyin shalach shov, they make a mistake and think, Sheshlo kasidrin nikra, that's only called shlo kasidrin. Rakim hu mesakin eza dover achagamar parshis. That when the parsha is done, he can't go back and fix it. Valkain mesakin beisaksiva kama oisa shvachola for avmehen. And they're constantly going back over letters that they already wrote and amending and fixing. Ubemaslo kainu, it's not right. El takev kashakosiva oisa achav, as soon as you write the next letter, also the sakin oishafam, you can't go back to the previous letter. Imlo bedarvish medina afibu hatikun yeshlof shem so haos, unless it's something that lahalocha, even without fixing it, it already has the shame ois. Again, it doesn't mean it's perfect, doesn't have to be fixed, but does it have the shame ois? If it already has the shame ois, then go back. If it doesn't have the shame ois, I can't go back. V'lav kulyam medina gemiri. Not everyone knows the halachas. Leida ezadava yeshlof shem ois haos b'liatikun. What are the things that it has the status of the os b'liatikun without any amendment, without fixing it? Umutla sakno afil acha, that you are allowed to fix after writing afterwards. Ubezadava ainalav shem ois b'liatikun. And what are the things that's taka not even an ois without the tikun? Umela also the sakno, and then it's forbidden to fix acha shakasav os shachov once he wrote the subsequent letter. So the best thing is that a sofer should never go back and fix an ois and tefillin mezuzos, beis tikkun, whatever you want to do, achas kasef ois shachov, after he wrote the subsequent letter, imlo davar shenimsa kasef befeirish b'sifrei ha'poyiskim shezeh mutl sakin, unless it's something that's explicit in the poyiskim that is permitted to fix. Even after I wrote more, he should not compare on his own and create these halachas that he still can go back. Now this is referring to tikkun by writing. Certainly, a tikkun that comes through erasing. Now you get into a pav chok tachas. Even if I didn't write any subsequent letters, the person has to be well versed in the halachas of Chag Tachos. Kinyan of Aruchin is very lengthy. He writes, to a yamasnim ha-sofer, he would make a condition with the sofer, they can never put the iron to the cloth, because this, I think he means you can never let him scrape anything off. He would not let him scrape anything, like a cloth, unless maybe he showed it to him first. Don't do any scrapings. Ube'emis atzasu yitovmo, it's a gavaldik etza, avlenene moelis, but it really doesn't help. Rakla inin hinatzai deizem echshash to choktochis, it only helps for choktochis. Avalomi shlokasidun, doesn't address the shlokasidun issue. Unless you instruct the sofer to do his melechah shemaim very slowly, never move your hand from the letter until you see that it's exactly kedin the way it's supposed to be. I've seen many God-fearing people. Mefazrin mamon rav al tikkun tefillin. They spend a lot of money on the tefillin. V'loichim isoifer uman sheyochel lasos batim noim umuhu dorm kedin b'chol protein. And they purchase from an expert soifer batim that are the most beautiful mechuder with all the details. V'ashrei chelkem, it's gevaldik. Al b'yoisim izet tzarich lizar inyan hatefillin bibefnim. But really, they should be even more careful with what's inside the tefillin. They have a parashios, the parashios tefillin. Shiyasa has sofer kol os yisem kedin bechol proteim vehidureim. That the sofer should do all the oises kahalocha with all the proteim and hidurim. Well, is that so? Shiyasa sofer boki bedinik sivas oises. For this, The sefer has to be expert in the halachas of writing the oisius. V'gav sheyase melachto b'mesinus, he should do it slowly. Kefilam ois echelo nase kedin b'chol pratov, if even one letter was not done kedin with all the details, so ma'akev l'chol tefillin, it's ma'akev for the whole thing. Kedemim menachas chavtes. Im chaser b'haksav hatagin o hakutzel shel yud, if the letter is missing a tag, or the yud is missing the coats on the left side. These are things that can be fixed and should be fixed after I wrote subsequent letters. The kol shel oisuras ala, because as long as the shape of the letter is there, if the yud does not have that left kutz, the gam tagin yesh oimin depasim lo tigun. There's even shitas that without a tag, the letter is pasul. Mikamalkam v'hayu hadvarim, but you fulfilled the requirement of v'hayu hadvarim. Guf hadvarim kaseidun nichtavu. The essence of the letters were written in order. The whole source to write kaseidun is v'hayu hadvarim. So what we're saying is v'hayu hadvarim requires that the tsuras ha'ois be there, even if it's not kasher. And it has to be fixed. The yud's not touching the aleph, the body of the aleph. The yud's missing the kutz, missing a tag. Good, you'll fix it. But it's a fulfillment of ahiyah devarim, because you did enough that's called the devarim are here, in order. V'chein. Similarly, lahafri negiyas, to separate a touch, bein ois le'ois, between letters. Shariachach, I could do that afterwards. But this is simple. It's only if the letter didn't change its appearance by the touch. So the letters are very distinct, and there's a little ink touching it, as opposed to a whole piece of the letter is connected to the next letter. It may take on a whole new tzur. V'chein, yudei ha'alef, v'hashin, v'ayin, v'regalatav, she'nogin, the yuds of the aleph above and below the body, or the yuds above the shin, or the ayin, the leg of the tuf, if they're not touching, they're not touching where they should. You bring a child, he's not so smart, not so stupid, and he reads it correctly. Maybe even a bez or a dalad, and the top isn't connected to the leg on the bottom. And the child looks at it and reads it properly. That can be fixed afterwards. Because even though it's not touching, and it has to be touching, but when you look at it, it's not so noticeable that it's not touching, and I see the letter distinctly and clearly, that's already v'hoyo dvar. This is only if the separation is not so obvious. Ha'im nikar lehadiv was an obvious separation. Av agav that tina kurikin, even the child reads it properly. Kivin she'ein surasa aleha, since it doesn't have the tsura, have a kashuk. Now it's considered. Vahagoyim kivin egi v'chidush v'pola gazer, kivin egi disagreed with this. V'chein b'ra'un nisham, b'salam ha'beiz la'halocha, and we said la'halocha, this in the name of Kiva Egan Salam Bez. Vayan Shom Shabi Rash, but Ezla Vagama Gonam Kiva Egan of the Pima Gadim. There's a case that even Kiva Egan would agree to the Pima Gadim. So this is Pima Gadim was Machmir. In the Mishnah Burlam Bez, he's Taka said, Pima Gadim disagrees. Pima Gadim was Machmir, Kiva Egan was Mekel. That's an in between. Like you could tell, but it's very close. If it's very wide, Kiva Egan would agree to Pima Gadim. There's not going to be any Machloikasen. So it's a very fine Nakuda. If it's a very, very tiny, the Mishnah Berurah will say Pima Gadim agrees it's okay. If it's a big space, even Kiva Egan agrees it's not okay, despite what the kid reads. And if it's an in-between, which is hard to gauge, what is this in-between, that's the machlokes between Kiva Egan and Pima Gadim. But what are we talking about? The Elu Kedoyim Lehen, in these and similar cases, that the mistake, that which is missing, doesn't contribute to make it look like something else. When the yud of the tzadi isn't touching the nun, so people look, it looks like a yud and a nun. Or let's say the left leg of the ches isn't touching the top, so it looks like a hey. In such a case, even if the child looks at it and reads it properly, it won't help. This isn't just the letter has a space that has to be filled in. It looks like two different letters. It looks like something else. It's changed its surah. So now it's a problem, and you can't fix it up, even if the child would read it properly. The Dan, you should know. The Dasi Pimagodim is there. Pimagodim holds in this. The Afilim Einikah Pidasan Lehedi, even if it's not such a clear separation. Vatina Kuroa Gamkin Ois, and the child reads it. Lamahai Tikkun doesn't help. Vayim Esen Lamabesh, Baran Hashem, Dalkalparan, Bashas Tachak, Yishahogam said the Mahanak Tikkun. We said in Sim Lamabesh that Bashas Tachak, you could rely on this and say it could be fixed with its very small separation. Because of Oida Pimagodim, Pimagodim writes further. Kol de Milsa, the rule is. If you're not writing, you're just scraping off or extending the letter. It's not a parash like I said. Hamasha, for instance. Lavosecha. The word lavosecha. It's not supposed to have a vav between the vase and the taf. Mole vav. It was written with a vav. Tzarech limcha kavav. You have to scrape off the vav. Even though it looks like two words. You'll then extend the top and bottom of the bays. And even though you're writing, to extend an existing letter is not called being koisiv. Like they had the bays before I started. But let's say I began by making the bays like a nun. If I made the bays and looked like a nun, the top and the bottom were very short. So I pull it out to make a bays. That's no good. That's shloka. Let's say I wrote the letter properly in order. Something happened. Whatever the problem is, it got ruined. Once it loses the shape that it's supposed to have, when it goes back and fixes it, it's shloka sidrin. Kesidrin is not just when you write it, it's a constant. It has to stay kesidrin the whole time. This is not like the din of Muk of Gavil. We only care when you write the letters, they should have parchment around it. Moshe Kasab Ifnim Baruch, we wrote about this in length, the two shittas in Beis Yosef. Well, if Alma Fiyad Eksiva Nakuda Achas Yeshem Shum Shloka Sidrin, sometimes even one Nakuda, one drop, will make a Prom Shloka Sidrin. Gon Shekasif Reish Mokam Dalad. He wrote in Reish instead of a Dalad. For Tzarech L'Rabbe Abidios, you have to round off the corner, or square off the corner, to make it a Dalad. Moshe Kasab Simulam Beis Batasif Gon Tezayin. So mifsum shlokasidrin, that's the way shlokasidrin. You know, that's eating a little bit of ink to make it square instead of round. Haklal, the rule is, kol shen surah sa'alef, it doesn't have the appearance it's supposed to have. V'kosiv nekuda, they have to add and write a nekuda. Right, there's a niskasho, and that makes the os kosher. Yesh b'zeh mishum shlokasidrin, that's called shlokasidrin. Like the idea of imamshich the ois, that's not a problem for shlokasidrin, because the ois was there, it's made it bigger. Here, I don't have the ois. So even the smallest amount of ink that I have to add to make the ois, that's the way you get into Ishul Kesidrin. O devar machod meini chok tuchos, and a few things about chok tuchos. Komalkam shneim v'kasav. Whenever it says v'kasav, could go betfilin u'mezuzus sefer Torah and get. Because a lot of the halachas we're learning are from Gittin. So tefillin, mezuzus, sefer Torah, Gittin. Possible bo chok tuchos. You have to write it. You can't just create a letter by scraping out. Even if it's just the kutz of the yud that appears through scraping off, ma'akev, that's no good. Because without the kutz, the letter is not kosher. If the edim sign a get with chok tuchos, it may be okay if it's going to cause an aguna situation. Even though it doesn't say v'kosev by edim, we are makbid like we are for the rest of the get ayin shom. the sofer has to be so careful with chotochos. V'nyan of aruchin, very lengthy sugya, ayin simulan abeis, if you zayin yudches. Ach nekoy takol biyotchot, keep this rule in hand. Ki hafochu mishlo kesidin, exactly the opposite of shlo kesidin. Shesham goyrer umochek umoshech lo havish lo kesidin kanal. In the rules of shlo kesidin, you could scrape off an additional letter, you can erase, you can extend, that's not shlo kesidin, because you're not writing anything. Goyre hu biyaveish, mochek balach. The word goyre is when it's dry, mochek is when it's moist. Choktuchos nahafachu. Choktuchos is the opposite. Goyrer umochek umoshech. You're scraping, you're erasing, you're extending. Kol she'enu oisem maisem begufa oisem mashlimo. If you're not going to do something to the letter itself and write something to finish it, you don't have a choktuchos. That's all choktuchos. Hadibi, for example. Beis shenasek kutsurosel. You make a beis the way it's supposed to be. O samach v'chaf. Uchidomer, samach v'chaf. She'nafal tipus d'yol esuch ha'chalal. And a drop of ink fell into the space of the letter. Acha she'nigma b'hechsher. Even though I wrote it properly. V'nifset surosi. It is there. The ink is there. It lost its appearance entirely. V'efshar filatini kareso. Maybe even a child could look at it or chap what it was supposed to be. Kol she'anuroyin she'ain surosalef. We see that it's not the way it's supposed to be. The fact that the child read it is irrelevant. L'mahani ligur hatipa. So we can't just scrape away the ink. The kol she'nifsla botla kasiva kamaisa. Because once it became possible by the ink drop, the original writing is out the window. V'yata havi choktochos. Now you see a letter. That's choktochos. I scraped away ink, and now all of a sudden I see a letter. D'lo ovid maisim beguf. I didn't do anything with ink to write the letter. Kimai de'achakika b'yalmish choktochos. I was just chiseling away, scraping away from the ice. V'afilu moishich achach habeis gaga v'shalan. Even if I would want to rewrite the top and the bottom of the beis, gankilamahani won't help. I already have the tzura from chok tochos, and now if I just put ink on top, it's ksav gav ksav. It doesn't do anything. Ugedorel is even more. Ches b'mekom shnei zayinin. He wrote a ches when he was supposed to have two zayins. Lo mahani sheyigra chartum. It's not good enough to cut off the carrot on top. V'yisheru shnei zayinin that it should remain two zayins. What did he do for the letter itself? All he did was scrape. But if you have to do some writing afterwards to fix up the letter, kosher, that will be okay. That's not chotuchos. Disagrees. It's all clarified before. Essentially, the question is it enough to scrape off some of the letter too and then finish the letter of the Behechsher, even though the first half was Choktochustik, but I end off Behechsher? Or the Tazik, no, once you got to do the whole letter of Biksav. It's not enough to finish it. You have to do the whole thing, scrape the entire thing off and rewrite. And of course, if you already wrote subsequent letters, you can get back into the Shloka Sidon problems. But even if it's not a Shloka Sidon issue, in the Sefer Torah, the Shaila is it enough to passel the letter with the scraping and then just mark it again by writing? Or do I have to scrape everything off and rewrite the letter? Od Eza Klolim Bimbal Pimagodim Medina Kafas Gevil had attacked them besof Hakuntas Ensham. And there's a few klolim from the Pimagodim concerning Kafas Gevil that should have partially around the oyster. We brought those down at the end of this kuntus.